Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hola, my love. Welcome to Purpose View Radio. I'm excited to have you all here to get a few moments of motivation, a few moments of just a little bit of inspiration. Today, we're going to be having Nikisha Scott Clark from Posh and Chic Grooming. She has been in the grooming industry for a very, very, very long time. So I'm excited to have her on, and she's going to be amazing. She's going to be great. She's going to be just something to give you that extra burst of energy, that extra something that you need to get you where you have to get. So I'm excited to have her. I'm excited that she's going to be calling with us. And so I'm excited to start this season again of being called and have a little bit of encouragement. I took a little break and had to reevaluate some things, and coming back with purpose and the purpose to you and where it is, I'm just excited. I'm excited, and I'm thankful that, again, we have Nikisha on board and that she's getting ready to call in, and it's going to be great. So I'm hoping that your day is going great. And if you give us one moment, she shall be calling in a moment. Nikisha, we're glad to have you on. Sorry, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we are here and we're excited. Nikisha? Hello? Nikisha, are you here? I think we have her, but we're having a little difficulty. But give us a second, and greatness takes time, and sometimes things happen, but it's going to be great. And so I'm excited about what's going on. And we're back. We had a little technical difficulty, but we are here, and we're excited, and we have Miss Nikisha Scott Clark on the phone. She is a master pet groomer. We're excited to have her. We're excited that she was able to step away from her precious pets and give us an opportunity to hear her words of encouragement and be encouraged for these few minutes of this midday motivation. Welcome, Nikisha. I can hardly hear you. Still have to give it a little muffle.
Can you hear me now, hon?
There you go. There you go. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today, hon?
I am fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. I'm excited to have you on this midday motivation, hoping that we can encourage as many people that we possibly can through your purpose walk and through your view of what purpose is to you. And so I just wanted to give a little bit of history of who you are. 20 years in pet grooming. Like, you're just starting to hear about this in the black culture as black women and men that are going out and doing this. But you've been doing this for 20 years when it was unheard of. And even when you just thought, you know, it's crazy, but black people don't do pets. And so here you are grooming pets. Like, what gave you the courage to walk into that calling?
Well, I was the only child, and I used to watch a lot of TV by myself, and I actually kind of sort of stumbled upon the dog grooming shows, the American Kennel Club shows, and I was awed and wowed about how they used to groom those standard poodles. So little did I know, when I used to walk with my grandmother to bring her dog to get her dog groomed, that's where I got my first start. And I didn't even realize the lady who I was conversating with and learning as under her as a master groomer, she was where I got my first start. And I had known her at least for 8 years as a kid and didn't realize she was the one that I was looking up to and spoken to as a kid. So for me, my inspiration was looking at how beautiful the animals were, and I wanted to learn. And then I didn't see very many little chocolate caramel, light-skinned complexion baby girls doing that. So I figured I saw the trend.
Amen, and you have, and you have. And it's such it speaks such volumes when you think about how we are surrounded by our purpose. Like a lot of people are confused and they say they don't know their purpose. But sometimes if we just take a look and see what it is that we are, you know, our passions, what it is that we're consistently connected to, we can find our purpose in that. You know, we can just take a look and find that. Now, you mentioned that you were the only child, but I know that you had a younger brother who you end up, for the most part of your adult life, taking care of and helping to raise him. And then just recently, you lost him to a violent murder. And so I know that that could have taken you just off of your purposes, taking you off of just off the path. And just and some people are still, when they have a love that's close to them, they are still mourning, they're still going through, and they never recover from that. Like, what would you say to that person who looks like you, who you can now say that we have these same experiences, this was practically your son, but, you know, your brother. What would you say to this person who has just given up on life? What motivated you to keep pushing to do your purpose, walking your purpose, and maintain your business?
Well, one thing about that whole episode and incident, it kind of let me know that the one thing you should not do is forget where you come from and to constantly stay in contact with people whom you love. I was so consumed with being here in Atlanta and doing things and trying to further myself that I didn't keep in contact I should have. So when he was murdered, it was such a terrible shock for me. I mean, it was a culture shock. It was a soul shock. It was a shock to every inch of my body that I couldn't even fathom, because the one thing I realized is like, wow, I'm a statistic, and that's something I never wanted to be. I wanted to be the statistic, and I became one. So besides being a statistic and being okay with wearing the Rest in Peace T-shirt, I stood beyond that. I made sure that my little brother had a beautiful burial, and I made sure that I stayed by my mom's side just for her to get the strength up to continue to move on. What I had begun to do at that point was I began to reach out to other people who had lost someone. And just speaking out, speaking with my clients, and I didn't realize that some of my clients, just recently, one of my clients, she lost 3 people in a month. And while I was mourning the death of my little brother, I had to realize even though things are bad, they could be worse. They could be far worse than what I was going through. Even though I lost my little brother, I found it more soothing to kind of have that conversation with other people, and that small bowl of gumbo and that small glass of tea, and just to open up a dialogue. And it let me know that it wasn't just me hurting. It was a lot of people hurting. They were just waiting for the right person to talk to. And I brought it up, and they let me know things, and we shared hugs and tears. I would tell that person, continue to get up every day and pray and motivate yourself when no one else is, and hug people and call people that you haven't called in a while, and mend fences, because you never know when it's going to be your time. You know, not that I want anybody to cry over me or anything like that, but I definitely don't want to leave this world behind. I've spoken to people that I genuinely care for but didn't have the time to make for them. It was terrible. That's the part that ate me up the most, that I did not take the time to check on my little brother. And the last time I saw him was last Mardi Gras, and the second time I saw him after that, I was standing over his casket. So I never want anybody to ever do that again. I want you to take the time to hug people, mend fences, you know, make up with people. It's not even worth the drama that most people put themselves through. And when you actually stop and realize that you actually do love those people, you realize apologizing to them and mending fences means much more than holding grudges. And I miss my little brother.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm thankful in the midst of you missing your little brother and in the midst of you mourning that you are still walking in your purpose, that you're still sharing your light in such a unique way. And, again, it's such the video that you sent was so inspiring to see you, you know, rubbing those, you know, puppies and just, I mean, you had a big dog and a little dog. It's such an awesome thing to see her in it. Like, I've always knowing, I've seen you dancing in your trailer when you're doing your mobile work, and it's so amazing to see. And so it brings me to my final question to you, and you can answer it in an answer, and also as another ounce of encouragement. What does purpose mean to you? We know what Webster says. We know what Google says, but what does purpose mean to Nikesha?
Well, what purpose means to me, how I knew what my purpose was, not only as it started off as a passion, and every time I tried to do something else would always push me and guide me back into dog owning. I didn't realize that there were so many people who love their animals as much as I love animals. So, again, it was one of those things. I didn't see a lot of chocolate baby girls doing it, and I definitely go in the neighborhood and I introduce myself and I talk to people and let them know what it is that I do. And I think my purpose right now is to connect people and let them know that it's not just a gender thing or a nationality thing. I am an African-American woman, and mm-hmm. God put in my heart that what it is for you to do, if you're passionate about animals, go ahead on and spread that word. And he instilled in me the talent to groom babies and to care for them and to connect with people, because I just know one thing about dog grooming. It's not only just what I do, it's what I love.
Awesome. So your purpose is not only – purpose to you is not only what you do but what you love. That is so amazing.
Exactly.
I'm so thankful. Nikesha, how can people find you? Like, what is your social media? If they want to email you, if they want to get your services, if they just want to follow you just to see you and be inspired, how can they do that?
Well, actually, I have a couple. I actually have a business line, area code 678-914-5202. My email address, business email address, is P as in Paul, A as in Apple, C as in Cat, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, 2009@yahoo.com. That would be PacSav2009@yahoo.com. As far as social media, I'm on Instagram under Posh and Chic Grooms. That's PoshandChic Grooms. And that's on Instagram. So I'm definitely available and open to speak with anyone who has any questions, and definitely out in game to come and take care of their babies.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me with this midday motivation. I just hope that it inspires someone so that they can go into the rest of their day and just be inspired to do more, to start something. I ask God that you would just give them the desires of their heart, touch them, elevate them, allow them to explode in their purpose. Thank you, Nikesha, for joining. I love you. I love you. I love you. I can't tell you that enough. And I just look forward to seeing you just continue to grow and touch regions that you couldn't think about prior to today, prior to yesterday, that you could just go and be where you got to just be in life. So I thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing all of you.
Well, thank you, Jay, for having me, and thank you all. You all have a great day, and I love you all.
Okay, thank you.